Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Das Makneh. We saw in Machlokas whether the Makneh has to know to whom he is being Makneh the item, and we said maybe it's Talui in the following Chakira. What is the task of the Makneh? Is it that he is an active Makneh? He actively has to do the Hakna and sell the item? Make the item acquired by the other party, or is it really the Kone who does the Kenyan? And the Makneh's job is just to have Haskama. So if you hold that it's just Haskama, so he doesn't have to know who he's being Makneh to, because he's not really an active partner in this transaction. Whereas if you hold that he's an active partner, that you need his Maisa Hakna, so and he would have to know who he's being Makneh to, because he's just as important as the Kone. That was what we suggested in the previous shiur, based on the Pre-Moshe, and see also Reb Shimon in the Bava Metzia and Simon Yud Zayin, Ikar HaDvarim, and also in the Chalkos Yov and Chosha Mishpat and Simon Hey, and now we're going to continue. So with this we can explain the Ketzos, Simon Kuf Chav Gimel Siv Kot Na'alef, the name of the Ramban, this is the Pre-Moshe, and the Trumas Hadeshen, that if you're Makneh Darvish Shelo Bala Olam, when it's Bala Olam and the Kone is Machzik, he is Kone. Since the Makneh didn't change his mind, we don't need that he should agree now anew. The Ramah brings him and brings this Da'deya in Simon Samach Vav Sif Yud Zayin, the Shachter and Tifkot Samach Vav, says that it's not true, that Lo Mahani Tfisa Samakabel, the Tfisa of the Makabel is only effective when the Moicher knows about it b'shas tfisaso. But if the Moicher doesn't know about b'shas tfisaso, the fact that he was masking kishaloi ala ba'olam is not enough for us. And so it's the Chazon Ish, Choshen Mishpat, Siman Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, who says b'vadai davar shelo ba'olam, his amira doesn't have koach at all. How is his das effective when the chayfetz was not ba'olam? Just like a ma'aseh kinyan doesn't help, so too his das. Das Makneh when it wasn't yet Ba'olam. Payin Mashakasuv Belikutim B'Simen Gimel Siv Katan Yud Gimel. However, based on what we said, Lachor, this is totally Begedu Das Makneh, and everybody's Lashitosim. If we say that Begedu Das Makneh, that it's only a Haskama, so Mabakach Shigila Taitav Haskama Keshachefetz Loya Ba'olam. Who cares that he was only masking when it wasn't in the world? Nevertheless, since he's masking Lakinyan, and he didn't retract, we know that he's still masking. And then the Kone could be Kone, because she magia le'olam. But if we say that the Makneh is poel ha'kna, if he's actively poel ha'kna, so vadei shetzarech le'daito kishachefetz higia le'olam. He's actively involved, like the Chazon Ish held. That you need the, just like a Maisa Kinyan has to be when it's Ba'olam, so too his Das has to be, because he's an active party in the Hakna, in the Maisa Kinyan. So the Fizeh, it's very good that the Ramban, who doesn't pass him like the B'nai Maravin, holds that we saw in the previous year, and he holds that the Makneh is only Maskim, but he's not Paul Batsim Akinyan, therefore he holds. When he's masking, even if it's not Ba'olam, since he wasn't Chozer Bo, his Haskama is still there, because the Kotzel Sechoshin said this word in the name of the Ramban. But the Shach argues, he holds like Rebbeinu Yeruchim, that we do paskin like the B'nai Ma'arav, and therefore the Makneh is Poel in the Kinyan, and it has to be Ba'olam. When he has Das, when he has Das Makneh. But we have to understand the Shach and Simen Shin and Ches, Yif Kotan Aleph, Shabidas Makneh, it's enough even Umdana Demuchach. Even though Shayyosh Shalomidas is not considered Yeyush, that's Dafka Beyosh Messiah Shbal Korcho. But where we have an Umdana, Amdinan Daito, we assess his Das, that he wants the Kinyan, we don't need Daito before. But, so writes the Nesivus and Kuftsamach Zayin, Siv Kandala, Shaladas the Das Makneh, in order to have Das Makneh, it's enough even to have an Umdana. So Das and Nesivus is good, because we can say that all I need is a Haskama. And Mimela, Amdin and Daito, that's enough to be considered Haskama. But the Shach holds that you need Haknos HaMakneh. So you need an active Haknos of the Makneh. So how's an Umdana alone, enough alone? omdina, alone, enough. How is that enough? You need active das makne. So how does just an umdina work? And if taka umdina works, so why, according to the name Arava, does the makne need to know who he's being makne to? So there is mistama, there's an umdina that he wants to be makne to whoever. So how does, why does he have to know? Sarachim. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Tes Siv Beis also leads all the filam and asasham dover yafim many out to steal even in order to pay something better. V'yesh mishomer the hainu im tashlum in be'ain she'im heim be'ain kevin she'im yafim me'a dover shalokeach schusu lahem v'yizk v'yizak osan lebailim al yedei acher v'humi divrei harosh pavakama perakakones simin yabeis that where you're lokeach davar, where you take something, and you're mishalim b'davar she'adiv min, you pay what's better, it's a schus for the bayim, you're allowed to take, afilu shelo midas bayim. That's the Shulchan Aruch daya, second daya, that if the tashlumen is there, and it's better than the thing that you're taking, it's a schus, and you can be mizaka the person, by buying the item with something that's better than what he's selling. The Yamshel Shalom on Simon Chav Zayin is to man the rush. Are you allowed to mach business? Are you allowed to do business with your friend's money? Shalomi Daito. Maybe he likes his sorin better. Maybe he doesn't want to sell what it belongs to him. So what's this business of doing? The person has is a chamsim. What's business doing business with someone else's business? The Shach says it's talking dafka where you know that it's a schus. Kegon b'davar omed limocher. But chefze beso. There you can't do that trick. You can't go and say, oh, I'm going to take this chair. I'm going to give you a better chair. It's chefze beso. So this for Enfert the Maharshal. No, you can't do business with somebody else's stuff. But if you know that he wants to, then it's mutter. So the whole diyun in the Achronim is it a schus for the makne or not? Some say it is a schus. Some say it's not a schus. The Yamshel Shlomo is medayik from is medayik from the tour and the rush. Is medayik from the tour that the rush is talking only if you know bebeirur that the bailim won't take it for himself and only wants to sell it. And the Ketzelos and Siv Katan Aleph, he says midashin rush is not mashma like that. As long as it's not chepze beso, you don't have to know bebeirur. As long as it's not mechepze beso and the tafshin mizum biyado, you have the payment ready. He's not makbid, and you can buy it that way. So the whole discussion is it a schus for the makne? Is it not a schus for the makne? But bevada, if it's a schus gomrla to the makne, the kuli alma das harosh the shaykh liskos afle makne, since you know it's a schus for him. So when is it a schus? Do you have to know bebeirur or don't you have to know bebeirur? But as long as it's a schus, you can do it for the makne. How's a child to say this? How do you do without das makne? So it must be that the rush, and everybody's discussing the rush, holds that you don't need haknama for rashis. It's enough to have a skama, and an umdina is enough for that. And since the shach and the ktzos were explaining the rush, so it seemed that that's their opinion also, that a skama alone is enough. However, maybe here we're not talking about dine hakna, we're only talking about isur gzeila. But dine hakna, maybe it's not gzeila if you do business. But maybe dine hakna, maybe he's not kohen until the makna knows. And here we're only talking about whether it's gezel. So now we can also explain the machlokas between the Noda Bihuda and Tinyan and Simon Ayin Zayin. And the Avnei Miluim and Simon Chavches Siv Katan Memtes, that you're allowed to be zoche b'davar she'eno makbid al adas enoda b'Yehuda, but even though you could be zoche, if somebody's not makbid, nevertheless it's not yours. Just like the Yerayim says, like Abi Gezel Akum, that even though you could be zoche, if your old Gezel Akum is mutter, nevertheless it still doesn't have a din of shalom. The famous Yerayim, Kachkasa Badogo Me Revava Bishulchan Aruch Hoshim Mishpatzim and Shin and Ches. And he's Tamei on the Rambam in Perakem Yochasish Shalach Ches that writes that if in Makadish and Isha Badavish and Balabais Makbet, I'll have Mikudeshis Misafik. Because maybe it's a Shavu Pruta. It's Mashman, if it's Vadai Shavu Pruta, it's Mikudeshis Bevadai. And he says, how's she Mikudeshis? Achase Badas Makne. So how's it his? Can't be yours if there's no Das Makne. But the Avnei Miluim holds that if you're not Mak, person's not Makbid, anybody can be Zocha, and it's Mamish considered like he got a gift and it's his. So we have to understand the Noda Behuda, since he's not Makbid, and anybody can be Zocha, so why isn't it considered Shelo? The answer is based on our Chakira, that the Noda Behuda holds Begeder Das Makne, that Atakana Gemur Mitzana Makne. And therefore, just like we say, then Miodiela Balachit and Shiakne Chit and the Bal Mois. Who told the owner of the chitin to give to the Baal Moz? He has to have das. So you also, the Bailim don't know who he's being makneh to. The Bailim don't know about it, chaser b'das makneh. But Avnei Miluim holds like that we don't pass him like the B'nai Ma'arava, like those Rishonim. And therefore you don't need that the makneh should know who he's being makneh to. And Memela, you also can be Zocheh without his das mefureshes, as long as he's not makbid, that's enough. Okay, so Aruch Hashem, we've made some inroads into this very interesting sugya, and hopefully, Ratzos Hashem Darkeinu, hoping b'siyata d'shmaya, we're zocheh to continue in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.